Kindergarten daven, sefer mekutan daf yedal, begin on the basic, and Tosis Masna, begin with the Gemara, asay the yachid. Which says Tosis Masna, it sounds like that veil is, that regarding mourning, that ikka asay the reisa, that it's at least a biblical commandment, a positive commandment. We're just saying it's, but it's that of an individual. Midlay coming from the fact that the Gemara could have said, bedoch asay the rabbanon, but the mitzvah asay, but sinat bechagecha, which the reisa, that should override a positive commandment that's only rabbinic. So it's something from the fact that it didn't say that because Avelis is also there as I by the Kamal El, the Gemara says previously, I don't have to talk about the days of mourning with the Rabbanan. So it says, that's regarding doing work during the Avelis. The Nafka Lom, which the Gemara later on says, from an illusion, that we're going to turn your holiday into mourning. So that's only a smach, that's rabbinic. But it says the actual halacha of mourning is there, I say it is biblical. But says Taisus neonerally, but it actually appears to me a different answer to the question is that the reason why I couldn't say, no, maybe Avelis is Rabbanan. So why I'm going to say that Simchas Yom Tov is Daraisa overrides that of Avelis is Rabbanan? Because actually the Simchas is regular Namad Rabbanan. The Simchas Yom Tov is also Rabbinic. I, it says Vesemachta. Hey, the Mesham is Simcha, that's talking about a different, that's not talking about actual joy, it's talking about the Shlomim of Simcha. Kedi Isa Bechagig, like the more brings Chagig, not Chesman Alf, and therefore, they're both Rabbanan, the actual rejoicing itself. What's halacha? Does he have the halacha of nidui during the yamtah? Now, make sure Rav, the Rav asks, he says, haleka, you don't have by the isam nidui ila asay, or has some of the gears ila asay du yachid, and ve'en asay decha asay, which should be ve'en asay du yachid decha asay de rabin, because here it's only an asay du yachid. How could it be a sederam of mitzvah simcha on the yamtim? And I feel I say like the truth is you need to doesn't even have a positive commandment even because Ezra Gazer because come on actually it was Ezra that was grace on this halacha of making halacha of nidui. He must have lived up to zayin menal. So this place is the halacha question. That's not a difficulty. How could nidui be doicha b'samach to which is a same in the Torah? Because the nidui dochi love the mechalach haber. You find nidui overrides the negative prohibition of cursing your friend, which they call out with negative prohibition. And you're allowed to do that. That's what you do when you do nidui. And so it says v'shem ha'saita yafin. Maybe we learn enough in the halacha of the saita where we're allowed to curse the sinner. But more of a kivin shabal derech hadayon. Since the reason why the person got nidui is because they violated the words of the judges. Arish kara sideram. We actually consider it a positive command of the public because these are the whole society runs on listening to the judges. And therefore, it's not difficult how we could entertain to say that nidui overrides the simchas yamtim. So next says mouth to begin with the gemara v'leitzayis dino. Now, if he doesn't listen to the judgment, we excommunicate him, which ties to the statement. So, one, the lema, why did you say, if he doesn't listen to the judgment, we go down to his properties, and we don't excommunicate him, and then there's no more proof for this idea that nidu would apply in the yamtim. So, it says, but anyway, without this, the Gemara actually asks that maybe they judge and they look into his case, and but they're not going to finalize the psak din, and therefore he's never going to come to nidu in the yamtim, where he's not going to listen. But you're right, maybe it's possible that they force him by going down to his assets. But it's going to hold them back from Simchas Yamtah. By, if they execute, they're not going to have Simchas Yamtah. He says, what's it that they find difficult on Mimni Simchas Yamtah? Because it's going to hold them back from Simchas Yamtah, which they're not going to eat and drink. What do you mean? What's with Gufa Riga? Well, what's with the actual execution of malacha? That's a malacha. Loi Hashem, that we're not concerned for? Only for the Simchas Yamtah? How can they do malacha? So similarly, it appears to me, in fact, the Torah says, you're not allowed to kill and burn the daughter of the Kohen who has acted unfaithful. On Shabbos, the inference is the Mayid Shari, that however, on the Mayid, it would be permitted. Inami, or another approach, is Kimchi Mitzvah, since the Mitzvah, Tzarech Yamtav Kriinva, we call it Tzarech Yamtav. And therefore, that we didn't have a problem with. It comes out that you're reflecting his judgment. It says kashalan is difficult for us because perik echadin mamnas. The Gemara said enough lamahem and al b'shmeit and the sugi of the lefikach in donim that oh, therefore you're not going to make such a judgment. Muchach, it's obvious the ina hadin that this affliction of the judgment leshaych it only applies ad sheyelinuhu until you leave it overnight. Achash yigma din only if the verdict has already been passed. Not like it's something from our Gemara that the inoy is from the moment that you started evaluating it until the judgment has been passed. And Mechitim, if you're going to say, when it says over here that they're going to analyze, it means that they'll actually pass judgment. But they're not going to execute until after the Yom Tov. So therefore, that's like we see in the Gemara Sanhedrin. But then, if that's the case, then my approach, so why is the Gemara asking? Lema, why did you just say, Liyuna Ba'alma? It means, yeah, just to look into it, but like Gemara, without passing judgment. And Vilay Yisuv, Gemara Din, and you're not going to even pass the verdict until after the Yamzu, and that could have taken care of the question. That's just saying, what you could say is, the Mishtaki. No, you can't do that because people are going to forget what their opinions were. And even though this describes of the judges, that they write down everyone's opinions, but the logic that's in their heart, they're going to forget. And actually, my time, I mean, for them, that same reason, the Gemara tells us over there, the Indon Erev Shabbos, that we don't have a court case on the Erev Shabbos, because you leave it inchi, the heart of a person, when he forgets, and therefore, that's the reason why it's not possible that they would start and not finish, because they're going to forget what they held. Kind of like Tyson asked at the beginning, was the Gemara, Oma Baya, he says, Tashma, Menuda Sheitir Bechulu, which Tyson says, Baya Letame, why is Abaya bringing additional proofs, if Nidus Decha the Mayer or not? Because it goes according to his reasoning, because the Dachi, previously he rejected the proof that Rabbi Yisrael brought. From this that you judge monetary cases on Chalom Moed and you enforce them to a Nidui, Abai rejected, and he says, but maybe that's just to analyze, and we're not going to have a situation of him not listening to the Psak Din. And they didn't consider it as a proof. Therefore, he's trying to bring additional proofs. Now, Ba'avagav the Dachi, and although the Gemara rejects the Eloi Tema, the Kamar Abaya says he brings a proof for what he's trying to say, and the Gemara rejects that. Still, like Chashpa Yisadich, he wasn't concerned for that rejection of his rejection. And the Fila Nira Dichli Hachana Mastabra, and even if you want to say that it appeared to him the rejection of Hachana Mastabra, but Mikamakum Nuchalema, since still you could say Liyune, you could still say it was to just analyze Balaf Hachana Mastabra. In other words, that you could say like Abaya, even without his proof. So since it's possible to reject the proof, because it is possible to be Amo, so therefore, Abaye went through an effort to try to bring other proofs. The next is not the beginning of the Gemara, but how Kohen Gadol, how Lashon HaKula, now Kohen Gadol all year round, Karegel, B'chul, Zakal, Yamtiv, B'chul, etc. Chase says, Mashmet, it sounds like the fact that it's comparing the laws of a Kohen Gadol to the laws of a Yamtiv. Mashmet, it sounds like the Emein Munuda, Noig B'nidu B'chul, that if someone excommunicated would not have a Zalach of Nidu on the Yamtiv, who are then, the extension would be the Kohen Gadol and Noig Nidu Klav, that the Kohen Gadol would never have a Lach of Nidu at all. Now, of course, that's difficult, because the Kohen Gadol, the Lach is done, he judges, but done, let's say we judge him. And V'ilu Tzayzina, obviously, that means if he doesn't listen to the judgment, Mishabdin, we would excommunicate him. It says, Tzayz, the page level, what we had previously explained, the Nuchal Limit, you could say, Lamechas and Nechsei, the truth is, that really, yeah, we would go down to his assets, also, and Nichat, and then it makes sense, because we don't have to excommunicate the Kohen Gadol to force him, because you could go down to his assets, and therefore, it wouldn't be difficult how you'd be able to be done nicely, even though he would not have the halacha of Nidui.